out on outputs. They say nothing about the quality of the education that is provided and the value added to students attending an institution once they have been there for 4 years or whatever the number of years it takes for them to graduate. And as long, because we know in those cases, they look at the quality of your student and invariably they do it based on the SAT score and ACT scores as the primary measure. But so that as institutions are doing this, and even though we criticize it, you can still look at websites, and if people are doing well, it'll be listed. And you can look at your three campuses and see whether or not they are doing the same thing, and I think you'll find that they are. And I'm not being critical of that. I'm just saying that you do need to look at some things in an alternate way if you're going to make some real progress in better diversifying your campus. And I don't believe that will at all take away from the quality of the research institutions, which we must have in providing the quality of research that we need to develop new knowledge, to develop new ways of doing things, and to drive state and national economies, because we know that our states are looking more and more at our universities to help in economic development within the state. Our land-grant universities, I believe, must look at that broad mandate that was laid out in 1862 when these institutions were created that said that we are going to provide broad access to students. And right now that broad access is not being provided. And I think that's something that you must look at and give some serious thought. This is the year of the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Act of 1862. And I think it's a good time to recommit to one of the major purposes of that act, and that was to serve all of the people of this great state and to provide broader access. I thank you for giving an opportunity to express some views.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. The Faculty Senate's Conference has prepared three questions which they've asked me to pose to the board, to the panel, and I'd like to do that, and you can respond as you see appropriate. And I'll read the first one. You are familiar with the University of Illinois, our three campuses and their distinct missions, and also our recent crisis in leadership turnover and a still relatively new Board of Trustees. What suggestions would you have for creating a better university that retains the missions of the three campuses, but capitalizes on the strengths that exist through being a part of a greater whole?
Yeah, I'll start off. As I said, and perhaps in a bit too, in a too strong language, but I'll say it again in a strong language. You have three quite diverse campuses, each one of which has a different history, different public purpose, different culture. All three aspire to excellence and achieve excellence. But I think the three of them welded together actually into one institution kind of erodes much of that, interferes with that unique character. I think you need a lot of cooperation among them, but I think you look at them more as a system than as one university. And that's the case for the University of California. You have vertical systems in Texas, but you know, to weld three quite different institutions into one university is, I think, something that is flawed with risk.
Anyone else?
I'd put a lot of emphasis right now on making sure that there's a clear understanding of the missions for these elements of the institution. I put a lot, that was a starting point in my list of things about governance, but I think it's bigger than governance. We're in a period where the seas have changed and are changing. The two big issues I identified facing these institutions, all of higher education.